Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Sad news for you today, actually. Ryan Maloney. Do you know who Ryan Maloney is?
Who's that?
Ryan Maloney. He's an actor.
That name is familiar to me.
Is it?
It's ringing a bell.
Is it actually? There's no way you'd know who Ryan Maloney is. Unless you're an uber fan of this one thing he's in. But this one thing he's in, he's massive for it.
Right.
Ryan Maloney. Anyone know off the top of your head who Ryan Maloney is? Sounds like an Irish name, doesn't it?
Does a bit.
Ryan Maloney, and you know him. Ryan Maloney has called it quits. Oh, stop texting me.
Put your phone on silent, for God's sake, man. You're in a radio studio.
Don't you tell me what to do. Ryan Maloney has announced he's leaving his acting job and the character, the beloved character he's played for the last 30 years. Ryan Maloney plays Toady.
Oh my God, Toadfish.
Toady.
Toady.
Toady in Neighbours. Toady is no more.
Neighbours.
Do you remember?
Everybody needs good neighbours.
This Neighbours good, didn't it cancel Neighbours?
Yeah, it stopped for a while.
It came back.
Yeah.
Helps to make a better day.
Yeah, cheers, Roisin. Smartest girl in the class. Lick ours. Yeah, everyone's texting in Toady, Toadfish. Yeah, Toady's gone. I don't think killing him off or what, I just said he's gone. Ryan Maloney, he's played Jared. Jared is Toady's real name?
No, he's always Toady to me.
No, he's been Toady. Toady Rebecca. In 30 years, he's been Toady.
Toady.
Toady. He's leaving the long-running Australian soap. He joined in 1994, he's 15. He was a one-off character named Cyborg. You know that? He stuck around, became one of the longest. He's had six wives.
Six?
He's been married six times.
Well, that's unlucky.
Unlucky in love, Toady.
Neighbours.
While the soap is famed for both dramatic deaths and reality-defying returns, both Maloney and Neighbours executive producer John Herbison implied that Toady may avoid a tragic end, unlike many of his wives. That's pretty suspect,
wow,
isn't it? A lot of his wives died in tragic circumstances.
There's a Netflix series in that.
Toady, the truth revealed this summer on IBC. On Thursday, Maloney announced he'd be leaving the role, starting work as a director on the show. He says, "I can't tell you what is happening to the character. Maybe I could be the next Jim Robinson, or maybe I'll be the next Harold Bishop and keep popping back over the air." See, that's the thing. If they don't kill him, he's almost certainly going to come back.
Ah, yeah, they always do.
I'm going to miss Toady for the O in Toady, because that's a uniquely Australian thing, the way they pronounce it. Although there's a bit of Northern Ireland in there as well, is there?
Toady.
Toady?
Toady.
Toady. It's called a diphthong. That thing that they do with the O's, the Australians.
Right.
Or no. Mm. Or no. It's Toady. You going over to Toady's? It's known as an Australian diphthong.
Apparently, if you say R and R quite quickly, it's how Aussies would say, oh no.
R and R. I'm going to miss... that's the thing I'm going to miss most about Toady is the regular... Because he's not in the show, there's going to be a lot less of those diphthongs. How could we forget some of the greatest diphthong moments featuring Toady in the class? You know that bit at the end of an episode where something dramatic has happened?
Oh, like the cliffhanger bit, or it's revealed.
Then it kicks into, oh my God, that just happened, and then comes on at the end.
Mm.
Like, do you remember the time that his girlfriend found out that he'd been cheating and told him to move out? What did that sound like?
Arnar, Toady. You've been having an affair? That's a real nar-nar. You got a girl. Sir, you better hit the road.
Everybody. There's a lot of diphthongs in there.
You got to give it up to the cast of Neighbours because they're working hard with that
full
script.
Full of diphthongs.
That script's tricky.
There was the big weather event. The time it was unusually cold. I suppose in summer over there it's cold, but they weren't expecting a blizzard to strike Ramsay Street. Aaron's Bread in general was struck.
Oh no!
Wait a second, really. And they couldn't get out. You see, they couldn't get out of there where they lived.
Our nar, Toady. What about this unexpected snar storm? We could be snared in and end up trapped at harm.
Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Very dramatic with the diphthongs.
Yeah. You'd think they'd rewrite the script a bit just to maybe take some of that out.
Get tied up in that.
Yeah.
With the accent.
It could become a thing, like.
And then, of course, there was the, I know it's a cliche, but the time that the kangaroo, there was a kangaroo attack, and it attacked Tardy, and some of his injuries were pretty serious.
Oh, no. Did you hear about Tardy? He got attacked by a kangaroo and suffered a dislocated shoulder and elbow.
I mean, there was a lot of O's in there. Ray Foley on. And my apologies to the Australian community. Well, I didn't realise that you were that sensitive, frankly. I thought you were kind of an easygoing, beer-swilling, prawn-barbecuing, joie de vivre nation.
Taking all the boxes.
Turns out they absolutely do not like us doing their accent. We were talking about Toidfish a few minutes ago on Neighbours. Toidy is done. He's finished. He's moving into directing. The guy who plays Toidy. Say toot. He's walking away from Ramsay Street.
I'm getting roasted for my toady accent.
Are you?
Roasted, yeah. Kevin says, why does JP sound like Gold Member from Austin Powers?
Gold Member.
Is JP doing toady or toberty from Damien?
That is ridiculous.
The light show.
Everyone's a critic. No one asked for your feedback. Tyson's over there as well on voice note 0874 100 102. Tyson.
Lads, your accents are absolute rubbish. You sound nothing like Aussies. You sound like Kiwis. It's like comparing the Irish accent to an English accent. Will you come on? Get off it.
Your accent is rubbish. I see what you're trying. You're trying to do an Australian accent there. Well, yours is rubbish.
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.